broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 3rd. In the year of our Lord, 2021, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had on Lil Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a phenomenal job. Ron Paul, institute.org. We talked about report on the leadership school that took place in Utah last Saturday. Incredible report from Lil Nelson, but they got leadership trainings all over the country. Incredible opportunity for leadership training. We also talked about an open discussion about several survey questions. Lil answered a couple of them and had a couple of thoughts for me, and I laid down my views on the topics. We also talked about the January 6th trials. Threaten all of us. There's no doubt about that. We also talked about seven words that curse the state, they say. Karen Kliakowski wrote the article about it, and I don't really like saying curse the state necessarily either. But one of them is tyranny, hypocrite, liar, liberty, no, mine, and thank you. And I get the point. We need to be very careful, though, that we lead with civility. The divisions in America seem very alarming to me. Can we agree to disagree? Can we be kind and respectful and agreeable in doing so? Well, I'm far from perfect at it, but we certainly try, right? Anyway, that was hour one with Lil Nelson. Hour two, we had Dr. Scott Bradley with us, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about a speech by Samuel Adams on August 1st, 1776. Yeah, 10th Amendment Center.com had coverage of the speech and a reminder of it as well. Good for them. The interesting thing about this whole thing is the things that Samuel Adams actually said. In the speech, Adams declares that by voting for the Declaration of Independence, Americans have restored the sovereign to whom alone all men ought to be obedient. Yeah, direct focus on God Almighty. Samuel Adams, quote, courage then, my countrymen. And then he goes on and he says this. This is not whether only we preserve ourselves and shall we be free, but whether there shall be left to mankind an asylum on earth for civil and religious liberty. So he's basically saying this isn't just about us being free. It's about creating a free zone known as America well into the future. We pray and work to make sure that America remains the shining city on a hill. That's my take from the whole thing. Anyway, great 2 hours yesterday. Spread the word. They're still available on demand. LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, would you please? All right, we'd like to welcome back an old friend. He's been around for a long, long time. And we're grateful for his friendship and his hard work in the news business for the sacred cause of liberty. Cliff Kincaid, president of American Survival, USASurvival.org. Welcome back, sir.
Sam, great to be with you again.
Man, there's so many things to talk about in the news, but this one's especially prevalent. You know, everybody is looking forward to August 10th, 11th, and 12th, when Mike Lindell is supposed to have his symposium on vote fraud, bring out the truth, let everybody know what really went down, hard evidence, and more. The term being used is absolute proof. But I'm starting to really believe not so fast, and I've got my reasons for saying so, but when you wrote this column covering the same topic, I went, man, I got to reach out to Cliff and get caught up on his focus and research as well. So let's start there.
Sam, I like Mike Lindell. I buy his products. I like his energy. He's a pro-Trump businessman. Everybody, I hope, knows his background. Former drug addict who turned his life around through Christ. Very successful guy, very pro-Trump, and was among those trying to convince Trump to stay in the White House after what he perceived to be the election fraud on November 3rd. The problem is, rather than focus in on some of the old-fashioned type of fraud, the old-fashioned type of vote fraud, the election irregularities, the stuffing of the ballot box, preventing the observers from getting into the vote counting centers. He's come out with this dramatic charge that he has absolute proof of Chinese cyber warfare that changed the election results in the various states. And here we are in August. His symposium is next week. And frankly, I don't see where the evidence is. Now, he may dramatically reveal all this next week, but I have some doubts. And people I talk to, like Jeff Nyquist, a writer, a geopolitical analyst who I interviewed on my own TV show, have their doubts too. And some people fear that Mike Lindell maybe being set up for a dramatic fail next week by certain forces in the deep state, primarily the FBI, to make him look bad. And if that happens, it could discredit and undermine the whole campaign for election integrity.
This is a serious concern, and I want to be very clear about what we're saying and what we're not saying. Something is wrong with this event and these claims, ladies and gentlemen. We're not saying Mike Lindell's a bad guy. We're not saying he's trying to be dishonest with anybody. We're not saying he's part of the deep state of the cabal. We're not saying any of those things. However, what we are saying, ladies and gentlemen, is absolute proof is a bar of fraud. Fraud in and of itself is very, very hard to prove. Fraud means not only did you do something, and can we catch you at doing it, but can we prove you intended to do it as well? But absolute proof, Mike Lindell's controversial cyber symposium is very interesting. So the question really becomes, hey, do election tactics like mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting, is that really the case, or is it really a China cyber connection? Those are two very different levels of, I don't know what you want to say, statement or commitment to. We know that all kinds of vote fraud happen. We're not debating vote fraud either, really, ladies and gentlemen. But was there really a Chinese cyber attack on voting machines? And I even have a hard time believing that. Not that I don't trust the Chinese, but it's that, you know what? There's others that could be doing the hacking, too. Who knows? Even our own FBI, for that matter. They've proven themselves completely untrustworthy as well. But Jeff Nyquist lays out some of these concerns. He outlines his theory that Lindell, a strong backer of Trump, might just be getting, well, he might be set up by deep state forces is the point. If that's the case, why would they do that, Cliff, you think?
We know that the deep state was after Trump for 4 years, and we know the deep state is after various pro-Trump people on the political scene. I mean, I think it was 6 or 7 FBI agents raided Rudy Giuliani's apartment, for crying out loud. They're trying to set him up for a fall. So why wouldn't they go after Lindell? Now, I wish I could sit here, Sam, and report that I've seen the proof. And again, remember, this is about 8 months after the election, and we're still waiting for the absolute proof. Now, he says he's got it. He's got what he calls packet captures of intercepted computer data. And he says this is going to prove that China interfered with the electronic voting machines. But he teased the audience last week with a video on Brannon House's TV show, and he showed this up on the screen, up on the video screen, and I couldn't make hide nor hair of it. I couldn't decipher. I couldn't read anything. It's just a bunch of scribble going on the screen. Now, come on. Maybe he's going to explain all of this next week. But the other thing that's got me worried is, and this is a point I make in a column, is that Lindell is claiming that this absolute proof is so ironclad that he's going to put it all into a legal case and go before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court's going to rule 9-0 in favor of putting Trump back into the White House. Now, I really doubt that. And the reason I doubt that is that we know just after the election, because of obvious irregularities and illegal voting procedures in states like Pennsylvania, over 20 states led by Texas went to the Supreme Court and said, look, you've got to rule on this. They broke the law, and this group of states was even denied standing. They didn't even get a hearing. So how can we win 9-0?
And ladies and gentlemen, they had pretty hard evidence even back then, too, of vote fraud of the first kind we spoke of. So hang tight. Cliff Kincaid with me. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Kincaid with me. He's president of America's Survival, USASurvival.org. We're talking about an article that he wrote. Absolute proof is the question. Mike Lindell's controversial cyber symposium. Cliff Kincaid with the article. You can find it at USASurvival.org. And Jeff Nyquist putting forward the idea that, you know what, Lindell might be a great guy, and he might be generally well-meaning, but you know what? He might very well get snookered by the FBI, the deep state. Nyquist has analyzed and questioned the various claims made by Lindell and his supporters, concluding the FBI might have orchestrated a setup here. You know what? It's a very dirty game, they say. And I think that there's some truth to this. Now, here's the problem. it's hard to, from a data point of view, fake some of this data. If you really look at the routers and the tracking and stuff like that, even for the FBI, because if you really understand how packets work and everything else going through the internet, you can document where they come from and where they go. Okay, but that's for normal people like the rest of us. That, you know what, it's very hard to fake details. Now, you can fake some things on the internet. Spoofing and stuff really exists, but it's very hard when you go from router to router because you can really document fairly easily some things on the internet. The problem is you're dealing with, say, deep state government agencies that built the internet, ladies and gentlemen. And so as a result, you've got to be very careful to say, hey, they built this thing for the last 50 years. It's part of the deep state. Okay, literally big universities have been in bed with big tech folks and have been in bed with deep state government in the military. It's a triad who built the internet. And so, believe me, there's ways that they can fake some of this stuff and maybe even not get caught. But the problem becomes a fly in the ointment. It wouldn't take, but right after Mike goes through his incredible symposium, documents till the cows come home, everybody feels like it's great and documented and true. Somebody can release a fly in the ointment. It reminds me of Bitcoin, where it's like, well, we don't really know the origin, but we think it's completely transparent and not hackable. But then we find out people lose money in Bitcoin all the time for various reasons. Number one, there could be egg on someone's face big time over this. Number two, even if you have the positive ironclad truth, how are you going to get to the court? They'll just dismiss you, Cliff.
That's my fear, and I think Mike Lindell is just overselling this thing with his video 9-0. That's his video based on his belief that this is so absolute, so overwhelming that the Supreme Court will have to take the case and they'll rule for Trump 9-0 and Trump will be back in the White House. Well, I think his enthusiasm is getting the better of him here. We need some realistic analysis of what's going on. Your point about how some of these packet captures could be fabricated is a good one. And one of the points Jeff Nyquist makes is, why would China need to show its hand in terms of meddling with the election on November 3rd? Why would they need to do this when they know that the Democratic Party was already planning through various traditional methods of vote fraud to take the election anyway? Why did they need some special algorithm to accomplish this stolen presidency? So these are questions that I'm raising. I'm a journalist. You know me, Sam. I'd like to support Mike Lindell. I've bought one of his pillows. I even bought his dog bed for my dog. I like him. He makes American-made products. He's a gung-ho pro-American guy. But maybe, just maybe, he ought to be sinking his money into some traditional conservative causes and even grassroots movements, like the citizen uprisings we're seeing around the country against the teaching of racist critical race theory to the kids. I hope it doesn't backfire on him next week, but I'm fearful.
Well, and the other question becomes, we're relying on the media right now to go to this symposium and to report things accurately. And, you know, it reminds me a lot of when Joe Arpaio collected the evidence on Barack Obama's birth certificate, and he came out with his absolute proof of the birth certificate scenario. And you know what? I watched that from Joe Arpaio, and his investigators had their ducks in a row, and they had a lot of good information. But in the end, all the reporters did who watched it was sit there and listen, and then when they got done, all they did was trash what he had to say, said he was off his rocker, and left, and it went nowhere. And I asked Joe Arpaio about it later, and he's just basically like, look, you can't get anybody to take this thing. What do you do with it? I mean, the evidence is there, but what good will it do? I'm not here to debate the evidence of the birth certificate right now. All I'm trying to say is that if you're relying on the media to be the ones to blow this thing up, good luck with that, right? And we know that about the media for sure, too, Cliff.
We do. Now, the fear is that if this thing does blow up, it could set back the cause of election integrity. That, you know, these election audits are being conducted in the various states, and they have real true potential to show evidence of vote fraud on the ground in terms of, say, you know, more registered voters in a district than actual people, as you were alluding to
people
earlier.
People scanning vote cards that didn't exist before somehow came in batches, all kinds of things, right?
All kinds of things like that. And if this Lindell thing that's getting so much attention, and remember his videos, I think Absolute Proof has gotten tens of millions of views. If this explodes next week, it could discredit the whole push for election integrity and backfire, and not only hurt him, but hurt those Republican legislators in the various states that are trying to clean up the process.
Because the idea in that scenario is going to be, hey, you know what? If Mike Lindell's extreme absolute proof has been debunked, look, we're not even going to talk about this anymore. The whole thing is debunked. And what it reminds me of is oftentimes the media and deep state government does this. If I make a claim, then they'll make the claim 10 times more outrageous than I do, disclaim the outrageous portions of the claim, but ignore the realities of the truth of the claim, but yet dismiss the whole thing over it. That's what we're talking about, right?
I think so. Now, the other interesting thing is Lindell, I think sensing that it possibly could backfire, is offering $5 million to anybody who can disprove his data. I raised this with...
Now, let me stop you there before you go on, though. It's anybody who can disprove his data who is approved and attends his event, though.
Apparently so, because this is an invitation-only event. You or I can't attend.
He's inviting about that coming up. I've got some news and information on this, by the way.
All right.
Go ahead, sir.
But it's you know, what does that mean? How can somebody disprove his data, prove his intercepted data from the computers that he's going to show on these screens is fraudulent? What are his requirements? I mean, the burden of proof is really on Mike Lindell to prove that this is evidence of Chinese cyber warfare. Well, he's turning that around. He's saying, well, if you doubt me, you prove it's not. Well, that's a little bit odd, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't make sense, because how can I prove that it's not? I mean, I'm going to have to then start to say, where did you get the information from?
Yeah.
You know what? Do you have control of the routers that the information came from? Do you have control of the Chinese hardware that you can prove that this was extracted from? It's fairly easy for me to prove something not provable. Okay, what I can say is, unless you can say you have control of those routers, you don't know that it came from those routers for sure. See, I've already got the $5 million, because it's very easy. If you have the routers, you know what? Bring one in. Let me hold it. Let me touch it. Let me make sure it's a Chinese router. And then how do you know it really came from the Chinese? Where'd you get the router? And it's fairly easy for me to prove that it isn't provable. It's very hard to prove something to be the facts above reproach or above questioning. I mean, think how many things you can't prove. And so
that's
all,
right.
All I'm saying is but when you limit who's going to get to go, and then you say, well, you don't release how we're going to determine what the $5 million constitutes. In other words, what do I have to not prove, right?
That's right. I think Lindell is going to claim victory no matter what. And like I say, he can go ahead and do that and claim he's going to win 9-0 in the Supreme Court, but that doesn't make it right.
But then the media is going to go there, they're going to laugh at him, they're going to mock him, they're going to go away, and they're going to try to blow any vote fraud claims out of the water with a misdirect. Ladies and gentlemen, be very careful. We're not trying to attack Lindell or Trump. We're trying to have a reality check and defend some of our friends and say, you know what, we pray you don't get snookered. Hang tight. Cliff Kincaid with us. Well-known journalist. Been around for a long time. USASurvival.org.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senator Lindsey Graham said Monday that he tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. But infections in vaccinated people are still very rare and usually cause mild or no symptoms, as is the case with Senator Graham. It appears Graham may have exposed a number of other senators to the virus this weekend as he attended a weekend get-together on Senator Joe Manchin's houseboat. The United States on Monday reached the goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults a month late. Louisiana ordered nearly everyone, vaccinated or not, to wear masks again in all indoor and public settings, including schools and colleges. Three guests were injured Monday night after an iceberg wall collapsed at the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The three guests were taken to the hospital, and their injuries are unknown at this time. The museum's owner said it wasn't immediately clear what caused the collapse. The attraction was closed following the incident. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The evictions moratorium is being passed down to the states. Tim Berg reports.
The White House is asking state and local leaders to use COVID relief funds to create their own eviction moratoriums. The White House passing the buck, saying too many states and cities have been slow to act. This comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on President Biden to extend the ban, which expired yesterday. But the White House has insisted only Congress has the power to do that. Alan Hammer owns two rentals, and he tells Fox News this moratorium has been a struggle for landlords as well.
I think that clearly the lower income, the landlords whose tenancies are lower income people are hit pretty hard. Our buildings are in better communities, nicer communities. Our tenants worked through the pandemic, and therefore they paid their rent. I think the small landlords, the mom and pops, and the landlords that are servicing the lowest income tenancy are the ones hit the hardest by this, and it's been a struggle for many of them.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Kincaid with me, USASurvival.org, doing a great job. So let me tell you some personal details that I'm kind of aware of that I've been working on here with this Mike Lindell thing. Number one, I did go to Frank's speech. I looked to try to get a hold of Brandon House. I couldn't get a hold of Brandon at all, but I did find a place that I could then try to apply to get credentials to go to this event in South Dakota. And I filled out the form and sent it in, and it took them several days to get back to me, but all they wrote back was, hey, to possibly get a ticket into this event, you've got to fill out this form. So I, of course, filled out the form, the second form now. And I filled out the second form, and on that, they say we have the right to turn down anybody we want to for any reason we want to. But I filled out the second form and turned it in. And I still haven't heard back. Okay, so I've done all their requirements. I even have an email about the second form. So I've got proof that they've been receiving my stuff and corresponding with me. But for some reason, I don't have it back. Here's the problem. It's already Tuesday, August the 3rd, ladies and gentlemen. If this thing goes on the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th, it's already less than a week away now, or about a week away. So I've already missed the opportunity to get any inexpensive flights now because they've waited too long. I've been trying on this for weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Now, why would they not give me credentials? Let me be very clear. I was at the Republican convention. I was literally in the event in Cleveland live, sitting right across from CNN. I mean, I had absolute 1,000% killer credentials for that. I've been in the news media forever, 25-year Celebration of Liberty Roundtable Live right now. I owned an AM radio station for 10 years. I've developed software for the industry that's, you know, 300-plus radio stations are using my software. I don't know how much more legitimate in the media you get than that. I was one of the top 250 talkers in the nation. Now, I'm not here to tell you how awesome I am. I'm just here to kind of document my credentials to say, not only was I at the Republican National Convention, did a great job, interviewed all kinds of governors. Donald Trump Jr. was on my broadcast on Super Tuesday of all times. He could have been a lot of places, but he chose to be on my program. In addition to that, we went to the Donald Trump inauguration. Had credentials for that. I go on and on, but then, so I even wrote that. You know, hey, why should I be at this event? Because I'm a friend of Mike Lindell. And because I've been very supportive of Donald Trump. Now, I did not vote for Trump. Maybe he's holding that against me. I don't know. It's not that I dislike Donald. I just believe there's another guy better to take the Oval Office. Nevertheless, the debate goes on. But number one, I feel like I've really tried to attend this event legitimately. But even if they give me back my credentials at this late, you know, in the game scenario, I don't know if I can get flights that would make sense. I mean, South Dakota is hard to fly into. Trust me. I went to Red Pill and I went to Freedom Fest. And Freedom Fest, I literally had to cancel my flights and drive there. The flights were so egregious. So all I'm telling you is I don't even know if I can go now, even if they send me the things. How can I scramble on a dime and redo my plans and everything else? There's more, but let's give Cliff Kincaid a chance to chime in at this point. So far, that's where I stand. Now, why wouldn't I get credentials? Why wouldn't you get credentials? I don't know that there's two people in the media that have greater credentials than we do, Cliff.
All I've tried to do, Sam, is offer my little bitty ASI, America Survival Inc. TV show on the internet platform to them, to Mike Lindell, Brandon House, whoever, to come on and explain some of this, to rebut what Jeff Nyquist said on my show the other day. I'm open. I'm a journalist. I'm pursuing this. Perhaps out of the blue, in contrast to this mishmash we saw on the video the other day, Mike Lindell next week in South Dakota will provide the absolute proof. But I tell you, based on what I know so far, it's just I just doubt it. And so there's a number of things that they have to do. They have to put something on the air that people can read and see, not this scrabble that was on their video the other day, the one Mike Lindell was on with Brandon House. And they have to answer some questions about the reported source of this material, this former CIA contractor by the name of Dennis Montgomery. I'm just pursuing it like you are.
Now, we're not saying we trust Dennis Montgomery either, by the way. I saw a comment on your website where someone's like, are you trusting this guy? We're not saying we trust him at all.
No.
Right?
No, I question him just like Jeff does. Jeff doesn't trust him, but and maybe Lindell does. But this is the odd thing. There are two reporters, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, who provided this initial report that went to Lindell, citing Dennis Montgomery as the source of this intercepted data. Well, there's a lot of people who don't trust Montgomery. And all of a sudden, Montgomery's been dropped from these subsequent reports about the proof. Well, what role did he play or not? And, you know, again, where is this intercepted data coming from? One point Jeff Nyquist made is that it's illegal to hack into computers, even if you're doing it for a good cause. So where did this data come from?
Here's the point. How does Mike Lindell get access to Chinese routers and Chinese, systems across international borders and everything else, and then say, hey, I have the right to have this? How does that happen?
I don't know.
That alone is a concern.
And if it, if this is real data from the November 3rd election, why are we just seeing it now, 8 months later?
Well, and that's really where the problem is with this stuff. If you think that you're going to take it to the American public, well, the public's not invited to this, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if you're going to take it to the media, and guys like Sam Bushman and Cliff Kincaid aren't, given a pass? Who's going to go? I mean, we're probably the most friendly, open-minded media there is, Cliff.
Yeah.
Who's going to go if guys like me and you aren't welcome? Or is it just going to be Alex Jones and he's the only one that gets to go? Or is it Alex Jones and ABC and CBS and all the big mainstream people that we don't trust and have been betraying Mike Lindell and beating up on Mike Lindell forever? Is that who's going to attend? Who's going to attend this thing?
I wish I knew. And I guess there's a rationale for having it in South Dakota. But as you say, that's a hard place for a lot of people to go to, a lot of people to visit. If his purpose is to attract the major media, maybe he should have had it in Washington, D.C. or New York City.
Well, I went to the National Press Club, right?
Yeah, that's in D.C. That's where I have my news conferences. Of course, I'm in the D.C. area, but South Dakota?
Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make sense to me. Now, here's what I did. I don't know if you know, but the premier hotel in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the premier best hotel is called the Sheraton. And the Sheraton has the convention center there and everything else. And I called and I asked about some hotel rooms, and they told me there was a couple available. That's it. Because I thought, well, maybe I should kind of get a hotel in case I need one. What if they say I can go, right? And so I was told there's only a couple of rooms. You better hurry and get yours now because there's only like one or two left. But then I did something unconventional. I'm a little bit of a journalist and a little bit of a sleuth myself. And so I literally got a hold, believe it or not, of somebody who works in a kitchen for some of the food services at the convention center. Okay? And I said, hey, is there a lot of availability? And they go, oh, there's more availability than you think. And I said, why? And they said, well, I don't really know. And then they researched it, and they came back, and they said, you know what? Lindell Corporation has an event on that weekend, the 10th, 11th, 12th. But there's plenty of hotels the 10th and the 11th, but nothing on the 12th. And then I said, really? So I can't even get a hotel on the 12th if I wanted to? And they said, no, we don't have one for you. Now, that doesn't mean I can't hunt around the city and get one. But I guess my question is, if guys like me aren't going, and if you have the Lindell Corp holding this thing, and then they also confirmed, the food crew confirmed that that's where they're having the event. So I don't know if Mike Lindell has announced where the event is, but no one's supposed to know where the event is yet, right? How do you have an event where media people like us can't attend? You don't know where it is, but you're supposed to go. Time is winding down. Then I can't get a hotel even if I want to go. I mean, I won't have a place to stay. I'll have to camp or sleep in my car or something. unless Mike's just going to come back and say, oh, yeah, buddy, you're in now. Sorry for the delay, but we got a hotel for you. Come on. You know, baby, take your coat off. It isn't making any sense to me. We'll talk more about my discoveries in seconds. I do a little research, too, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't I rely on everybody else radio show. Cliff does his research and I do mine. But neither of us have any certificate or ticket to go to the event at all. Why? Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Live and on your radio, Cliff Kincaid with me, USASurvival.org. So I want to know, has Mike Lindell released where this event is? Because I'm telling you, it's at the Sheraton. I don't know for a fact, but I did talk to somebody who has been involved in food preparation and everything else that said, oh, yeah, Mike Lindell's event is at this location. That is the convention center at the Sheraton Hotel. And so I then checked with a bunch of other hotel groups, and there are hotels booked all over the city. But I want to know who's going to all those hotels, though. I mean, literally, you have thousands of hotel rooms. Who are the thousands of people that are invited? And if guys like Sam Bushman don't know, and Cliff Kincaid don't know and can't go, I've got other talk show hosts. Because remember, I'm not just a syndicated talk show host. I run radio networks, people. I know a bunch of other talk show hosts, right? And they're struggling to get in and asking me how they can get a ticket, too. And my response is, I don't know if you can get one. But so if me and Cliff and a bunch of other people are all locked out, who's going to this thing? I get that the hotel rooms are held for some reason. I don't know if Mike's just going to pay a bunch of money. Most of these hotels say, you know what, you're going to have to pay for the first night no matter what anyway. I don't know if Mike's just going to commit to a bunch of money to make this thing sound sold out or whatever else. But why would there be availability on the 10th and the 11th, but none on the 12th? How do people know what's going on and where to be and when? Like, how, okay, and if you say, well, Sam, we can't let the enemies know, by golly. Got to wait and just tell the good guys when it's time. Yeah, but that can leak out in 2 seconds, and the good guys will be betrayed by the bad guys. The bad guys can disseminate information in modern day so quickly that that won't make any difference. You could let them know 2 hours ahead of time, and everybody would know where to go, who is the bad guy, if that's the deal. Why is this held so close to the vest and not told where it's at? But yet all the hotel rooms are taken, but who the heck's going to be going? I mean, are people flying in from the BBC or what? I don't understand it. And so I look at this thing and I go, you got a whole lot of tickets to nothing or a whole lot of no tickets to something? Or, anyway, I've done this research, though, seriously, and I'm really honestly miffed about this, Cliff.
You raise a lot of good questions, a lot of good points, Sam. I haven't pursued it like that. I've been doing my shows and writing my columns. Good for you that you've looked into it. All I knew in advance is it was an invitation-only thing. I've seen Lindell say that certain people are being invited, but I don't know who they are. Now I've been educated by you that it looks like Lindell has reserved a lot of hotel rooms, except for we don't know what's happening on the 12th. Who's going? I think I remember Lindell in one of his videos saying that one of his critics was coming with his own cybersecurity expert. But that raises the question, what will the, quote, expert, the outside expert, have access to? Mike Lindell says that these capture packets of the intercepted data are going to be running on these TV screens inside the convention hall or wherever it's going to take place. But as I say, when I saw them, he ran snippets in a video the other day, I couldn't even make anything out. It was like trying to read a bunch of letters in an eye doctor's office and everything's a blur. So I don't know what he intends
they say,
to prove.
They say, Cliff, that it's hundreds of pages long, too. So even if you can read part of it, I mean, unless someone's going to give me the download of the 100 pages, I can't really drill in and evaluate anyway.
And he says that in the video the other day, he was running these lines of type, which, again, I couldn't read. He said those were only from 6 states. He says he's got the same kind of stuff from all 50 states. He referred to, I think I reported, a billion lines of type. These are supposed to be intercepted data showing the cyber attacks. Well, I mean, how can anybody even begin to comprehend what that stuff is and where it came from? I mean, where's going to be the absolute proof that this is real?
So let me get this straight then. One of the enemies or the critics are going to come. Are they going to give the critic time on stage? Because I can't even get to Mike to ask a single question. I can't even get to Brandon House and ask a single question. I can't even find out if there's a ticket available for me in time for me to attend unless they give it to me today or tomorrow. I'm out of time, Cliff.
Yeah.
And I said at the start that I would go on my own dime. I'm not asking for anybody to give me anything. I'll pay for my hotel. I'll pay for my travel. I'll just sit in the crowd and listen and report on it and da-da-da. Why would you not want me there? Why would you want a critic there? But who in the media is going, though? I don't understand. I mean, are we just going to have, you know, 1,000 CNN people there and 1,000 ABC people there and 1,000 CBS people there? I mean, who's going?
It's an open question. These are additional questions in addition to the ones I raised in my column and in my interview with Jeff Nyquist. Jeff, you probably know him. He's done a number of great books on geopolitics. He started looking into this as somebody sympathetic to Mike Lindell.
The point is, this guy's as seasoned as the rest of us, Cliff.
Exactly. And he just became very dissatisfied, wrote up his long critique at jrnyquist.blog. And that's why I had him on. I said, Jeff, you've looked into this. I've just nibbled around the edges. And it's very dissatisfying that at this late date, only about a week out, we're still in the haze. We're up in the air about what exactly he's trying to prove and where this stuff's coming from, and even how to get there.
Now, it's weird, too, because when I talk to this person in the food industry about this, and the reason you talk to them is because they don't have the normal hotel secrecy or whatever else. They're just like, well, hey, we're having an event. There's going to be a bunch of food, you know. But you ask them because they don't have near the directives to be kind of, you know, hold things quiet or whatever else. And it's a way to. Well, anyway, so I said, you know, is there a Mike Lindell event? And the person came back and said, man, I can't find it. And I said, are you sure? Then they finally came back and they said, oh, the reason I couldn't find it is it doesn't say Mike Lindell. It actually says Lindell Corporation. They didn't even know what I was looking for. Right. But with my guidance, I intentionally said Mike Lindell. I didn't give them the corporation or anything else. I wanted to see what they would come back with. And obviously they had real information or they wouldn't have known to say that. This isn't a person that's political. They didn't know that I was on a political event. I just said, hey, I'm trying to attend an event. The problem is I'm confused where it is or what. And I just anyway, I'm a decent. What do they call them? Pretexters? Anyway, all I'm telling you is that they gave me the pay dirt. And so does that mean that Mike Lindell's going there for sure? I don't know. I don't want you to take that to the bank because he might get 20 places and he might say that he's going to be at all of them. And that person may have just said, yeah, he said he's going to be here. He's got this reserved. And that may be true, but it may not be the pay dirt. Okay, so I'm not telling you that's where he is for sure because I don't know. But I know this. There is an event planned at the Sheraton Hotel. And it's going to be on the 10th, 11th, and the 12th. And the 12th, there's no hotels available at that location. And the food group is preparing food at that location, at least according to the average Joe's ability to say, what do we got, where, when, stuff. And so I don't know if the event's there for sure or not, because, again, Mike did say, I'm reserving a bunch of things so people don't know where it is and whatever. But if you don't tell anybody where it is, I don't know how anybody's going to get there. I'm not very smart, but my GPS, when you say, take me where I don't know where to go, then it usually goes, huh?
It does seem strange.
That's kind of what I'm doing right now.
It does seem strange. Why not just announce where it's going to be, invite the press, liberal, left, conservative, whatever, invite some regular people, regular observers.
Have legitimate and security, then, like the Republican and Democrat conventions, so that you know that it's right. All stable and not going to go off the rails, right?
And we understand that they want to keep out the hecklers and disruptors, but do it with security. Make sure everybody's checked before they go in, and then in a calm, measured, rational way, present absolute proof of the evidence and have it in a concrete form that people can see, read, and hear. Why should it be so? It's like a state secret here.
Well, if it can't be faked or anything else, why not give everybody a copy of it on a thumb drive? You're not giving it to the masses. You're not doing millions of people. How many people in the media would even attend a Mike Lindell event like this? You think everybody in the media is going to go? I don't think so. How many people literally would be there if there were tickets available to the media? How many do you think would really go? 20,000?
Out to South Dakota?
That's what I'm saying.
To me, I like your idea earlier of doing something at the National Press Club. Why invite thousands of people? Just have a small event. I've had probably 20 events at the National Press Club in D.C. over the years. Have a small event. You have some screens set up, some TV screens. You have microphones. Like you say, have the documents in advance, either concrete paper, hardcover documents, or on a thumb drive. And if you need to, then follow up with a bigger event to get supporters, after they've been convinced, to press their elected representatives to look into whether, in fact, the cyber warfare occurred. I don't know who's planning this thing out and why it has become so mysterious.
I don't know, but I will say one last thing. If I really wanted to get information out about fraud, of criminal activity, would I invite the media, but not let the Sam and the Cliffs and the others attend? Or would I have maybe the sheriffs and the media attend? What if you invited all 3,000 sheriffs to an event? Said, listen, sheriffs, we need every state, every county sheriff, the chief law enforcement officer in his area to be aware of what's happening here. Wouldn't you invite those guys?
Yeah.
But I don't hear that they're invited.
No. Very strange.
So I don't mean to just beat up on Mike Lindell. That's not our purpose here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not beating up on Donald Trump. We're not saying vote fraud didn't occur. We know it occurred. But the question becomes, are we going to get caught in a snare and betray the whole operation and then make it very difficult, if not impossible, to truly get pay dirt and lay down the truth on vote fraud and have accountability somewhere? Is that what's going to be undermined in this reality check? That's what we're really asking, and I hope people are open-minded enough to consider the points that we're making. And if somebody has intel that we don't have, we're both ears to listen. Right, Cliff?
Exactly. You can contact me at Kincaid@comcast.net. Go to my webpage, USA's. Kincaid@comcast.net. That's my personal email address, usasurvival.org. I'd like to see this succeed. I hope he's got the proof, but it's been 8 months now, and this mysterious event is still unfolding, and we're still trying to figure out how to get in.
But we're so close to the event now that we're, you know what, to get to a place like South Dakota, I mean, unless you get a ticket pretty quick, you wouldn't be able to drive there or get there at all, Cliff.
No.
You're too far away. Like most of the other media, right?
Yeah.
Unless they're already en route. Now, I don't know how we find out if media folks are en route, but if they are, I don't know who they are. They're so elite in the media that Cliff and I don't even know them. Again, folks, I know that people might give us a lot of blowback on this one, but I'm telling you right now, we're trying to give you the most honest, credible, detailed, accurate reporting we possibly can. Cliff Kincaid, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Sam, for the invitation. Good luck.
Anyway, his articles are incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, USA Survival, great, great work by Cliff Kincaid. You got to keep up with his articles. You got to sign up and get on his video. His TV stuff is incredible as well. USASurvival.org. God save the Republic of the United States of America.